This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. More now on that incident aboard Northwest Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit. A passenger evidently tried to set a powdery substance on fire as the plane was descending. He is now being questioned. According to Congressman Peter King of New York, he's a Nigerian named Abdul Mudallad. The man is evidently claimed to be linked to Al-Qaeda, but we're told that federal authorities regard that claim very cautiously. Earlier, I spoke with a passenger who witnessed the incident from a few seats away. Syed Jaffrey of Holland, Ohio, is a retired Michigan State government employee.
We were descending towards Detroit, and we were fastening the seat belt, and we were ready, and then all of a sudden I heard a pop.
A pop?
Yes, pop like you could say a firecracker or you could say a firearm. And everybody was kind of startled. They said, "What is that?" And then we kind of see some glow. Then there was some sort of a panic. And then next thing I know, there was a lot of people running towards that seat. And I must tell you that cabin crew did a marvelous job. One of the guy actually brave enough to jump three, four seats and got hold of that guy.
Really? Now, when you say the guy, this happened at the seat of a passenger. There are reports that he's Nigerian. Does that square?
I would say African, but I don't know his nationality.
Did you hear him say anything?
No.
Was there nothing at all?
You know, that's funny. I never seen him, never heard him. And I just seen him first time, and he was tackled and was carried out of his seat, and then cabin crew take him to the separate place up front.
When you landed, what happened?
Noontime we landed. I think within 10 to 20 minutes of this incident, we were on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And on the ground, were you kept inside the plane?
Yes, yes. We landed just about approximately noontime, and then we were in the plane till the authority shows up, and they came, and they left with the suspect, and there was a guy who helped to subdue the suspect. He was a little bit injured, so we helped him out, and he gone, and then after that, I think it took just about half an hour, and then we left.
But after that, I gather all of the passengers were taken to some secure area to be questioned by authorities.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in any experience like this? Comparable?
No, that was the first time. I could not believe it, but I tell you what, I think it was just like a few-minute thing, and it was amazing, and it just almost everybody was very much in control, and they took care of things.
Well, Mr. Jaffrey, thank you very much for talking with us.
You are quite welcome.
Syed Jaffrey, who today was on board the flight on which a passenger tried to set an unknown substance on fire.